on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
In on a Tuesday morning, it's the Long Train. Long Train running, the Doobie Brothers. Oh, that's another good one. It is Tuesday. I believe it is November. I think it's the 19th, I think. Yeah, November 19th. Hard to believe it's the 19th. My goodness. Where has time gone in 2024? Just like the Long Train running, time keeps marching on. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Party Line, and we appreciate you being with us on each and every day, Monday through Friday, on Party Line. And we appreciate all of our sponsors that make it work. TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a Long Train by the Doobie Brothers, you better be pulling a TC Trailer. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now. 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. There's some big deals right now for Christmas, so you might want to check it all out. We love bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon, Boone County, all the surrounding areas, Thorntown, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for everywhere else, including Frankfort. The WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big Old Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty's Exteriors, and Newell Gas. All bringing us some good stuff here on Party Line each and every day. We appreciate all of our fine sponsors, and we are glad to be with you this morning. Also, glad to see some more rain shower. We need a little rain. It's still dry. Isolated showers today. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 65 today. Now, 65 in November. Katie Schimmel joining me in studio. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
She is with Coach Kids. We'll get with Katie. But, you know, 65, November 19th.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, golly.
That's like my favorite weather, Shan.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Now if we could just get some sunshine.
Yeah, a little sunshine. Sunshine's coming back. I'm looking at the advanced forecast, and we're looking at, oh boy, yeah, it starts to change. So enjoy 65 today, yeah, folks, because let's see, tomorrow we've got, what is it, 47. So it's going to drop 20 degrees. So 47 tomorrow. Tomorrow night is going to be down to 29. And then Thursday, a chance of snow showers.
What?
Yeah.
Come on now. Okay, so basically what you're saying is load today up on your vitamins, yeah, because everyone's going to feel ill. Oh, yeah. And then get out all your warm clothes.
Get the warm clothes, get the blankets out. Get all your quilts out for the winter.
I've had them out all year.
You're probably like my wife. She likes to bundle up in them no matter,
yep,
what. So
that's
it.
Me.
Could be 90 degrees outside, but the air conditioning's blowing cold, and she's going to, mm-hmm, have a.
Yeah, I like the house like right at 68.
Yeah, we are close. We're 67, so yeah, we will stay between 66 and 68 most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of like that temperature. She likes it better. Sometimes I like it a little warmer than, you know, of course, when she went through all of her world crazy women menopausal.
Easy.
It was like, well, believe me, it was a challenge because, you know, you'd be in the middle of the night and it's dead of winter. It's pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
I got my blankets. I'm all bundled up. The next, mm-hmm, thing you know, the blankets are just flying off of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, I am burning up. Mm-hmm. I'm on fire. I'm thinking, what? The house is on fire. What? Let's go, what?
And say, okay, well, if you're not going to use them, I will.
Yeah. Well, I bundled it up. Normally, most of the time, I ended up, a lot of times, she'd just go to the couch and she would just, lay there. But then she gets cold again because that's what happens in that world. So praise God, those days are over. So, but I think she still likes it. She likes it a little cooler. So we keep the house cooler for sure. So cold temperatures. It's coming. So enjoy the day. The day is the last warm day. And you know, this morning, I was thinking of that because this morning as I was coming in, the wind's blowing pretty good, and I kind of could feel that maybe something's in the air, as Phil Collins would say. So, but Katie, good to have you here this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And Coach Kids of Clinton County. You're the executive director, so you're the grand poopah.
I am.
It all happen. They make everything happening. And you were already saying you were struggling this morning because running a little bit late. So you've been going 90 miles an hour already.
I know. I forgot to set my alarm, and that's just like the worst mornings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, it's that shock, you know, that you you feel when you're thinking, okay, wow, this is so great. I'm kind of in this relaxed mode, and you look over at the clock, and you're like,
oh no, complete panic. I know. That's why when I got here and I sat down, I was like, made it to my first appointment on time.
You're good. So take a deep breath. Everything is going to be easy the rest
of
the
day. I'm here. I'm good. And coffee in hand.
It's all downhill. So yes. You're good. Well, you've been got a lot going on, Coach Kids. Matching is one of your biggest, responsibilities, one of the biggest, maybe even challenges, you would say, probably, right? Because you're trying to match kids with the adults and then match kids with other kids that work. What's the biggest challenge in matching? What is it, just finding people, or is it, finding the right people? I mean, because you guys do more than just put people together. You try to pair personalities, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that both of those are fair challenges that we have. One is finding people who are even interested in potentially being a mentor. Mm. It's easier with our high school kids because, the kids like to help.
Yeah.
But then the second half of that is also finding individuals that we find make good mentors. Mm. Not everybody's going to make a good mentor or should be a mentor.
Right.
But not just the fact of finding people who are interested, but also finding people who would be a good role model for these kids, is a challenge. And so, this year, we've had a immense amount of growth. I think we've added right around 64 kids organizational wide that new to the program. And why you think 64 seems like a small number, but with 64 new kids means 64 new mentors. Trying to keep the growth and under control and make sure that everybody can be matched.
Yeah, I always think about the when you talk about the I call it the formula of the multiplicity formula. Mm-hmm. And when you think about like Billy Graham, for instance, who Mordecai Ham was an evangelist that shared, that was a reluctant evangelist early on, but ends up sharing the gospel with a young man, with a guy that did not want to come to the service, did not want to be a part of it, wanted to play baseball more than anything, ends up going to a service and accepts Christ, and then he goes out, of course, Billy Graham, and shares the good news all over the world. You never know what person is going to be matched with another person that's going to make that kind of a magnitudinal difference.
Amen. That's what it's all about, Shan.
Yeah, it's one heart at a time that I think. And then that story. I think about had the opportunity to meet Tony Trent this last week. That's Tyler Trent's dad, Tyler Trent, of course, the student with Purdue, and incredible story. Mm-hmm. Got the book, and wow, it's amazing journey. Just that young man's journey and that young man's story is changing even lives today. Mm-hmm. And he's been gone a couple of years. You know, it's just it's amazing the impact of a kind word, compassion, willingness to, put yourself out there, and the willingness to volunteer. And that's what it takes.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I always say, preaching is not necessary.
Right.
It's living by the word that will bring others closer to it. So, that's kind of how I see things.
Well, you think mentoring, I don't know of anybody that likes to be lectured.
Right.
Most people want to, I think, be fostered, kind of be guided,
I think guidance is different. Mm-hmm. They want to feel comfortable. They want to feel like they have support.
Yep.
They want to feel like they have a friend, someone to listen to them. And no matter what is said to their friend, they know that their reaction...
they won't be surprised.
Or taken. Right. Yeah. Also, they know that no matter what their answer is, they'll always be there for them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times the kids are... more open to talking to their mentors, because even though they don't want to disappoint their mentors, it's just a different level of comfort. I know that my son, for example, he is so much more comfortable talking to Ethan, his mentor, than me about some things. And I think that, wow, I feel like I have like a pretty open relationship and welcoming and, as a parent, but, sometimes it's just that additional person in their life that loves and cares for them that,
Did you have a mentor?
I did not until older in life.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't mean an official mentor, but you had somebody in your life that you would consider a mentor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not until older in life, but and I didn't have an official mentor when I was a child. But older in life, I worked with an individual that just kind of taught me grace.
Mm.
Because I always admired her. She was a coworker of mine. I've always admired her kind of from a distance on just how she handled herself. And,
are you an adult at this time?
Oh yeah, okay. I was an adult. Yeah. I was 20, 21.
Yeah.
Cause in that era of my life, that's when I really took a huge shift.
Mm.
And so I always would admire her from a distance. Just how she would answer questions, or her demeanor at a dinner table, or, when we were out, and, how she, she was the type of person that she could walk into the room and everyone would be like, wow, I want to know her.
Mm, yeah.
And so I did. I secretly admired this individual, and she became a good friend of mine. And I would say a lot of how I respond to things was kind of started or guided by her.
Wow.
And then, obviously over the years, I just kind of took it from there. But, and here's the thing is, even to this day, she doesn't know that, know, she doesn't know that that's the impact that she had. And you don't have to have your impact be known.
Right.
She was just a very classy lady.
Yeah. Of course, Coach Kids is more deliberate in sending, setting up mentors. But, the thought in that question is that it's a pretty valuable relationship that I think, and I don't know if anyone in my circle of life that didn't have someone in their life that impacted them, influenced them, guided them, directed, whether it be a teacher, a pastor, a parent, you know, even, but it's tougher with family. I think you're right. I think that's why the power of Coach Kids is so, you know, important, because that non-parent, non-family member that is going to spend time with that person, it's kind of a flip. I think a switch flips that, hey, somebody, a stranger or somebody that really doesn't know me cares
enough
to be.
Someone who doesn't have to.
Yeah, right. Doesn't have to do it. Right. You know, that wants to do it.
Yep.
And that makes all the difference in the world, that they want to be here. No one's forcing you. Actually, I signed up for it. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, because I wanted to be a part of it. So, but, you know, I think everyone, and again, you know, maybe somebody out there may not have had someone, but I think most people have had someone in their life that they look up to that has helped them navigate. And like you said, that maybe unknowing, didn't even know it. You know, because I know coaches and teachers, and for me, it was a youth pastor, Harry Melson, back in Alabama. The guy, you know, and I only was around him a couple of years, but it was just that influence that he had, you know, was very important in a very challenging time of those 15, 16, 14 to 16 year old kids' life. Those are difficult years.
Yeah. So Shan, have you ever heard, like, so right now, you know, the big to do in the public is the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, right?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Mike Tyson's upbringing and also just like his life story?
Not really.
So his original, quote unquote, I guess, like manager, so to speak, or trainer, was actually like a mentor to him, and so he basically mentored him through his training, you know, the beginning stages of his training. And then as years or time has gone on, he actually ended up adopting him.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's interesting. I always say, you quite literally could meet one person who could change your entire life. And now, obviously, in Mike Tyson's situation, that's a pretty large commitment.
Yeah.
You know, to welcome him into their household and to, you know, and it, like, at the end of the day, just like adopt him as their own child. But, you know, I feel like it goes a lot of different directions. And it's interesting because there's been multiple kind of situations that I've been made aware of like, wow, that person is who they are today. And they had a mentor, they had someone in their life. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You know, I mean,
changed his name three times, you know,
learning his upbringing grandma, and his childhood. Now his grandmother, you know, obviously a family member, but you know, she gave him more of like the tough love, but it's interesting. It just takes that one person, just to say something.
Yeah. And I think that's the power of Coach Kids, in the sense that there is an organization. You don't have to go you know, create this. It's already there. You don't have to go and instigate this. I mean, if you're an individual that's sitting there, hey, you know what? I had a mentor. Somebody really changed my life. I want to go out there and do something for somebody. I want to have that same kind of impact and same kind of influence. You know, you've got we have an organization right here in our community that could put you in that place, in that position to do that.
To help someone local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to see results. You know, I always go back to my good friend, Steve Martinez, who Steve has been a longtime Coach Kids mentor. His kid, he still has that relationship with him. This goes back probably 15 years ago now. And the young man, I believe Adam, if I remember right, and Steve got together, and I remember the first time, and actually I was the president of Coach Kids at the time, and I was telling Steve, you ought to get involved with this, and Steve said, give me some more information, because he was my color commentary guy on the radio, and he said, well, give me more information. I says, you know, your son's in college, mm-hmm. I mean, you only have one child, and mm-hmm. you guys are, you know, he's growing up, and you guys did such a great job with him, you'd be a great mentor, mm-hmm. and the guy just, it was, and I remember the first few times was not, didn't turn out necessarily
it's
the best.
Always it's rough awkward. At it's first rough. Yeah, because you don't know how to approach it, right. you know the kid feels uncomfortable, the mentor feels uncomfortable,
but you guys help with that.
Oh, we do. Yeah we do, and we try to make that transition as seemingly as possible. You know, it's interesting because you don't have to have a large commitment with these kids to make an impact.
Right.
You know, from our lowest commitment to once a month to obviously our greater commitment of four right. to 6 hours a month. But local mentor, you know, Bethany Sheets.
Right.
She's
right.
a mentor. She is a mentor for our Friends for Life program. And, you know, she meets with her mentee once a month. And the first thing that the mentee approached Bethany with at the last meeting was, I have something big to show you. You know, I'm so excited. And it was her acceptance into college.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, even Bethany's once a month meeting with this right. mentee has made a huge impact on her life. Yeah. And so,
well, you know, you bring up a great point, because I think there are situations in people's lives, there are people that are in life, I'll put it this way, that don't have other people to share those great mm-hmm. achievements with. And yeah. so having Bethany, or having, you know, a mentor or someone in their life, I especially look at, you know, I've been involved in the recovery community for several years, Youth for Christ community, youth guidance with kids, and you know, the parents are not there. You know, mom and dad are, you know, maybe gone at prison, maybe have overdosed. And they're looking for somebody to, hey, I got an A. Mm-hmm. I've never had an A. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's tough, because so often they don't have that person to share mm-hmm. and celebrate with them. Now, I mean, because it's not just about the tough times. It's not about just sharing all your problems. It's about, I'm looking around the room and golly, I don't have anybody to celebrate with.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to give it the flip side of that.
Yeah.
You know, the kids who have not struggled in yeah. those households
yeah.
Where their parents went to college and things, sometimes they don't see the importance in that achievement. You know, it's one of those that
expected.
We kind of take it for granted. Yeah. It's kind of expected. And, you know, to that child, they have just put in so much work and effort and
right.
Blood, sweat, tears to get that acceptance. But maybe the parents were just like, oh, yeah, that's great. You got accepted, in, you know. And so giving that praise that they're looking for, it's just not there. So
right.
I feel like it could be on the flip side of things. You know, sometimes we still need people, even though we have people.
Yeah.
It just, you know, we just need a certain type of person.
So what are some of the things coming up? I mean, I know we're winding down.
Wow. We are winding hard to believe. Down 2024.
It's amazing.
I blinked and this year went by.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy
smokes. It's crazy, yeah.
I don't even know that I recall October.
Yeah, October went by so quickly. I would agree with that.
Yeah, so we have a huge 2025.
Yeah.
We've got some big things coming, and so we are taking the rest of 2024 to get prepared for that.
Cool.
Our next event per se will be Fire and Ice. So from now until then is all 2025 preparation, because it's going to take that.
Yeah.
And so we are just setting the foundation for the big year to come, and still continuing to match as the year goes on. Mm-hmm. We'll match until the very last month of school. So we match all year long. And with that, you know, we still need more mentors.
So does other folks, do you ever have an opportunity where, you know, you may match mid-year? Or I mean, because mm-hmm. you can match any time, really.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, last year we had a referral come in with 3 weeks left of school.
Okay.
So, you know, we
did that can, just continue to the next year?
And it'll just yeah, continue okay. to the next year. Right. So, you know, it just depends on who comes in and what we need. But, yeah, we will match all year round.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And as you finish up, so Fire and Ice, that's a big festival downtown.
Yeah.
Always a fun time. Thanks to Jill Snyder. Appreciate Jill's vision and getting that started. And I know the JCs and everybody else has jumped in and made that happen each and every year. What would anything, what any big thing would we need to know about on Fire and Ice?
Have our cookies, coffee, and cocoa.
Yeah.
And so we'll have that again this year.
We had a zip line a few years ago. That was pretty cool.
Hey, I'm... Okay, I know this person is listening, but so I...
Everybody's asking, why don't they bring the zip line back? It was
so
fun.
So Pat Day and Dang into Funeral Home has always, he's joined us last year for this event, and they're wonderful, and it's so funny working with Pat, because he's like, okay, what can we do?
Yeah.
You know, what fun can we have?
Yeah.
So I told him last year, I'm like, would it not be fun to get like an ice skating rink?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Very cool.
So
we had an ice skating rink. Main Street brought one down. Now, it was one of those that were kind of... It was
the fake ice.
Yeah, the fake ice. And it was, I mean, the kids had fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I mean, I brought our grandkids and they enjoyed it for a while. But yeah, those kind of things. But I will just tell you that we had that when that zip line was down Main Street, it was pretty cool. And
that would be fun.
It was a lot of fun. I know it takes money and liabilities and all of that, but it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool watching folks zip down the line. And the whole fire and ice concept and the sculptures, it's just a good thing. So Coach Kids, I'll have your cocoa and all that good stuff.
Coffee
and cocoa.
Cookies.
And cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. And then you're off and running for 2025.
That's
right. hard to believe that we're talking about 2025. But how many matches do you have right now? Do you, off the top of your head, do you know how many people you've got matched up right now?
Right now we have 264.
Wow.
And so we... have daily referrals. Right now, I will tell you our greatest need is for our Local Heroes program, which is one day a week, 30 minutes each session, and it's at Suncrest.
Yeah.
So we have high schoolers that go, but the need is so great at Suncrest right now.
So
that
there's a list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying to meet that list, that
right.
need a list.
We,
okay.
we have kids waiting at Suncrest.
Okay. So call. So how do they get a hold of you, Katie?
Well, you know, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
If you're friends with me, you can private message me or text or call. You can go to our website, which is CoachKids at CoachKids.org, mm-hmm. and it lists all of our contact information. So office numbers, cell phone numbers, emails. Quickest way is Facebook.
Yeah, so jump on Facebook, and then and really, if you go to Facebook, you get a lot of questions answered as well, because
right.
it can take you right to your website.
Yep.
and give you all that information that
yep.
you might need. Applications and all of that are online too, that you can.
So no, there's a request that you can send in,
okay.
but the applications we like
we'll
to
right. okay.
go do in person.
In person,
yep.
okay, and then people. Well, I saw you and Carl out taking pictures the other day. So you guys were getting all of the some new social media garb up. So that
maybe.
Was cool.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. I just saw Carl, and Carl said he just put his hand up on his on his mouth and said, "Shh." And
yeah.
I said, okay.
Don't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah. No. We've got. It's going to be fun. Our new website is launching as well. So. Kudos.
New stuff.
Yeah. It's here, Shane.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Katie, you're doing a great job doing
Thank
the Lord's
you.
Work. Keep it up. And we greatly appreciate you always coming in and being
yeah.
here. And you weren't even late.
I know. That? I was actually a few minutes
you were
early.
A few minutes early, everybody. You're all worried about being late, and here you are. It's that coffee, I think, it got you going. So,
oh.
Well, God bless you, sweetheart. Have a great day,
you
and we
too.
Will talk to you soon.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
having
much.
Me.
No problem. Katie Schimmel from Coach Kids, executive director, does a great job, and we greatly appreciate the organization of Coach Kids. Make sure you go visit them on the Facebook, on social media. You can go to their website. New website coming. But you just go check it out. It's going to be really cool. So make sure, if you're interested, make sure you take advantage of the opportunity to be a mentor or help a kid share you know, a little bit of your life. It's amazing what your story can bring to someone else's life. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back with Healthy Communities. A lot more stuff coming up here on the Tuesday edition of Party Line.